British Prime Minister Keir Starmer announced his resignation Monday outside his Downing Street residence. He said he'll remain as caretaker Prime Minister until Labour chooses a new leader.
I have spoken to His Majesty the King this morning to inform him of my decision. I will ask the National Executive Committee of the Labour Party to set out a timetable with nominations opening on the 9th of July and completed by the summer recess.
Former Manchester Mayor Andy Burnham is the overwhelming favorite to replace him. Burnham confirmed on social media that he'll put himself forward for the job. His main potential rival, former Health Secretary Wes Streeting, says he'll back Burnham instead of mounting a challenge. It was Burnham's special election victory last week that triggered Starmer's decision. After nearly a decade as Manchester's mayor, that win returned Burnham to Parliament, which is a requirement for the top job. Lawmakers cheered loudly as he was sworn into the House of Commons.
I swear by Almighty God that I will be faithful and bear true allegiance to His Majesty King Charles, his heirs and successors, according to law. So help me God.
Nominations for a new Labour leader open July 9th and close July 16th. A new leader should be in place by September 1st when Parliament returns from summer break, possibly sooner if Burnham faces no challenger. Starmer struggled to deliver on economic promises and faced backlash over scandal-linked appointments, including naming Peter Mandelson, a friend of Jeffrey Epstein, as ambassador to the United States. His party suffered major losses in local elections this spring as Nigel Farage's far-right Reform Party surged. John Pfeffer is director of Foreign Policy and Focus at the Institute for Policy Studies. He spoke on KPFA's Upfront this morning and said that Starmer's fall was largely a result of his political stumbles.
Labour lost a lot of seats in the last, in the most recent kind of the equivalent of the British midterm elections. That's the one thing you're supposed to do as a leader. Yeah, okay, you're supposed to show up at the G7, you're supposed to, make important announcements about international affairs. But the bottom line is, as a party leader, you have to ensure that your party does well in elections. And when it doesn't, then you're going to suffer the consequences. Now, of course, going into the election, his position was undermined in part because of scandals involving Jeffrey Epstein, etc., and questioned the political judgment of Keir Starmer. But, the bottom line is that, the populist far right in the UK has unfortunately revived itself. There had been some expectations perhaps that post-Brexit and all of the negative effects of Brexit would have been the death knell for the far right populist movement in the UK, but unfortunately it has managed to reassert itself, not only in the headlines but also electorally, winning local seats. And I think the inability of Keir Starmer to present the UK in a new post-Brexit position globally also undermined his position and gave the far right an opportunity to say, hey, we need leadership that is, pure in its Brexit approach and should not be kind of watered down by globalists like Keir Starmer.
U.S. President Donald Trump weighed in on social media even before Starmer made his announcement, criticizing the Prime Minister's handling of immigration and energy policy. Despite the criticism at home, Starmer won international praise for rallying support for Ukraine throughout Russia's invasion. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen both publicly thanked him for his leadership. Starmer is the sixth UK Prime Minister to leave Downing Street in the past decade. His resignation comes one day before Britain marks the 10th anniversary of its vote to leave the European Union. I'm Scott Baba, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.